So, I've got something super cool for you today on Disruptarian Radio. You know, I was just listening to DJ Disruptarian's latest track, Rotten to the Core, and it got me thinking about the absolutely wild journey of its subject.
Oh man, you're talking about John Lydon, right? Like Johnny Rotten himself. That track is just... it's just absolutely perfect timing. You know what I mean? Because, and this is really interesting, we're seeing this, like, complete evolution in his whole political stance.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're diving into today. I mean, this is a guy who went from literally spitting at the establishment to, well, maybe we should let Chuck tell the story.
Right, right. And you know what's really fascinating about this whole thing? Like, when you really look at it, his journey from the Sex Pistols to where he is now, it's not actually as... And this is what gets me excited. It's not actually as contradictory as people think.
Before we get into all that, though, maybe we should throw on a bit of Rotten to the Core for our listeners?
Oh, totally, totally.
Truth breaking down walls. Punk's not dead, it's just been reborn. Raising the flag for the working class storm. Johnny stays rotten, won't kneel or bow. Ripping the chains, standing up now. Anti-establishment loud and free. Punk rock's alive in the land of the free. He's saying for the people, against the elite. Now he's marching strong back on the street. No king, no crown, no puppet strings. Only the truth that rebellion brings. Rebel, rebel, take your stand. Against the lies, against the scam. Fake woke cries trying to control. The freedom fire still burns in the soul. Johnny stays rotten, won't kneel or bow. Ripping the chains. Values, power and truth. Fighting the system, defending the youth. No more silence, no more shame. Punk rock's fire still fuels the flame. Disruptarian hero, voice of the street. Champion of workers, refusing defeat. Breaking the chains, tearing the veil. Truth marches on, it will always prevail.
Man, DJ Disruptarian really captured the essence of what we're gonna talk about today, you know? Like, it's all about staying true to your principles, even when they take you to, well, some pretty unexpected places.
So let's start at the beginning of the late 1970s. What was actually going on with Lydon back then?
Oh man, that's when it all started, you know? Like, the whole punk movement was just exploding in Britain, right? And Johnny Rotten, I mean John Lydon, he was right there at the center of it all with the Sex Pistols.
What made him such a powerful voice for that generation?
See, and this is what's so fascinating about it. He was like this raw, unfiltered voice for working class youth, you know what I mean? And the way he'd perform, that signature snarl, it wasn't just an act. It was pure frustration, pure anger at the system.
The establishment must have really hated that.
Oh, totally, totally. That's the thing about punk back then, right? Like, It wasn't just about the music, it was this complete cultural explosion. And Lydon, he was absolutely perfect for it, because he just didn't care about playing nice with authority, you know?
So at this point, he was seen as pretty left-wing, right?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. Like, people assumed he was left-wing because, and this is crucial, he was so connected to these working-class labor movements. But even then, even back in the 70s, he wasn't really waving anyone's flag, you know what I mean? He was just speaking truth to power, wherever that power came from.
So, how did Lydon's political views start to, you know, shift over time?
Oh man, this is where it gets really interesting. Like, by the late 2000s, right, Lydon was, he was kind of all over the place politically. And what's fascinating is, he actually supported Obama, you know?
Wait, really? That's not what I would have expected.
Yeah. And get this, it was actually because of the Affordable Care Act, right? Like, he literally credited it with saving his life. And at that time, he was totally against Trump, you know what I mean? He was like, he just saw Trump as this real estate guy trying to buy his way into politics.
So what changed? Because now he's...
That's the thing, right? Like, he started getting really, really frustrated with what he saw happening on the left. You know, all this political correctness and cancel culture stuff. Like, there was this whole thing when he performed in Israel, right? And man, the backlash he got from leftist activists was intense.
How did he respond to that?
Oh, in typical Lydon fashion, he just came right out and said, and I love this, I support no government anywhere in the entire world. Like, that's so perfectly Johnny, you know what I mean? Always questioning everything, always pushing back.
Sounds like the track we just dropped, Rotten to the Core.
Exactly. That's exactly what we were trying to capture in that track, man. Like, that spirit of constant rebellion, no matter where it comes from. And that's what makes his journey to populism so fascinating, right? Because it wasn't about switching sides. It was about staying true to his core beliefs, about standing up for regular people.
So this is where things get really controversial, right? With Brexit and Trump?
Oh man, absolutely. And you know what's fascinating? Like, by 2016, Lydon just totally shocked everyone, right? He came out supporting Brexit and even Trump. But here's the thing. It wasn't about ideology at all. You know what I mean?
What was it about then?
Well, so, with Brexit, right? He saw it as this huge opportunity for working-class British people to, like, take back control from these distant bureaucrats in Europe. And with Trump, it was kind of the same thing. He kept saying, it makes complete sense to vote for someone who actually talks about my kind of people.
The working class.
Exactly. Like, in his mind, right, both these movements were about, they were about regular people pushing back against this system that had just totally lost touch with them. And you know what's really interesting? A lot of his old fans were just, they were absolutely furious.
I bet they were.
Oh man, they saw it as this massive betrayal of everything punk stood for. But Lydon was like, he was looking at the modern left and seeing them as the new establishment, you know? Like, he thought they'd become this authoritarian force that was totally disconnected from working class reality.
Similar to what we talk about here on Disruptarian Radio sometimes.
Totally. And that's what makes his journey so fascinating. Like, he wasn't following any political playbook. He was just doing what he'd always done, challenging what he saw as the establishment, even if it meant, you know, completely shocking everyone in the process.
Speaking of shocking people, there's this whole thing about his views on immigration that got people really fired up, right?
Oh man, yeah. And this is where it gets super interesting because, you know, Lydon himself comes from an immigrant family. Like, his parents were Irish immigrants who came to England, right? And that really shaped his whole perspective on this.
So how did that affect his views?
Well, what's fascinating is that he had this really nuanced take on it, like, right? But he was really concerned about how it was being managed. His parents actually told him something really powerful. They said, "You're British now, be proud of it."
That's pretty deep.
Right? And you know what's really interesting? He kept emphasizing that his concerns weren't about the immigrants themselves, like at all. It was more about these policies that weren't really considering the actual impact on working class communities. You know what I mean?
Kind of like what we covered in last week's episode about community integration?
Exactly. And the thing that really got to him was how anyone questioning these policies was immediately labeled as, you know, racist or xenophobic. But for Lydon, it was all about practical concerns. Like, how do we make sure everyone can actually integrate and thrive? Just like his family did?
Sounds like he was trying to have a real conversation about it.
Totally. And that's what makes it so relevant to what we do here on Disruptarian Radio. Like, having these honest conversations about complex issues without getting caught up in all the political labeling. You know what I mean?
So here's what I've been wondering. Is Lydon still really punk? Like, with all these changes in his views?
Oh, man. That's actually the most fascinating part. See, if you really think about it, right? He's probably one of the most punk rock figures out there today. And what I mean is, punk was never about following a specific political ideology. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Well, like, the whole essence of punk. It was about questioning everything, right? And Lydon's still doing exactly that. Just like our new track, Rotten to the Core, says, he won't kneel or bow. He's still that same guy who's calling out what he sees as BS, you know?
Even when it comes from unexpected places?
Exactly. And that's what makes it so perfect. Like, back in the day, he was fighting against the conservative establishment, right? But now he sees this kind of authoritarian attitude coming from the left, especially with all this cancel culture stuff, and he's like, he's still fighting it, still questioning everything.
So it's more about the attitude than the specific politics.
Totally, totally. And you know what's really wild? In some ways, he's even more punk now, because he's willing to go against what everyone expects from him. Like, he's literally living that DIY punk ethic of thinking for yourself, even if it pisses off his old fans, you know what I mean? Just like we try to do here on Disruptarian Radio, challenge those comfortable narratives.
So looking back at everything we've covered today, I gotta say, this has been quite the journey through Lydon's evolution, hasn't it?
Oh man, absolutely. And you know what really stands out to me? It's like the way Lydon's story perfectly captures what we're all about here at Disruptarian Radio, right? Like, questioning everything, staying true to yourself, and never being afraid to go against the grain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that really comes through in your new track, too.
Right. Man, I'm so glad you brought that up. Like, when we were working on Rotten to the Core, we really wanted to capture that spirit of pure defiance that Lydon represents. And it's not just about being rebellious for the sake of it, right? It's about standing up for what you believe in, even when everyone's telling you you're wrong.
Kind of like how we try to challenge people's thinking on this show?
Exactly, exactly. That's why I love doing these deep dives on Disruptarian Radio, because we're not just telling stories. We're We're showing people that it's okay to think differently, to question things. And Leiden, man, he's like the perfect example of that. Whether you agree with him or not, you gotta respect that he's still out there, still fighting, still being absolutely true to himself, you know?
That's what makes him such a fascinating figure.
Totally. And that's exactly why we needed to tell this story. Because in the end, it's not just about John Leiden or punk rock or politics. It's about having the courage to think for yourself and stand your ground. Just like our song says, punk rock's alive in the land of the free.
We really enjoy bringing you these daily podcasts at Disruptarian. We are still rebuilding our radio stream after nearly a decade of censorship by big tech. We are getting word from Mark Zuckerberg, and of course Elon Musk, that the censorship and shadow banning is over with. However, we at Disruptarian Radio are not holding our breath, so we will continue to build our own network outside of the rule and confines of big tech. We are little tech, like the song says, small axe falls big tree. So please support our show, as we are continuing to book real guests on our show. Our last few broadcasts and a few of our upcoming broadcasts are made with AI virtual actors. However, we are currently booking some great guests, so always tune in daily at 12 p.m. UTC and 3 p.m. UTC to hear our latest broadcasts. And make sure to spread the word. Big ups to you and yours.